This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another BTV. Now we are in the lower financial district of Manhattan. I'm very excited about the message I'm going to deliver to you today. You know, I've been getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails, people asking, how do I know when it's time to expand my business? And then the second part to that question is, how can I actually expand my business? How can I do more in revenue? How can I grow my team? And I think that what I've been seeing over the last year, you know that I only like to speak to you from my personal experience, is a couple things have happened that I think are really important for all of you solo entrepreneurs, to small businesses, to big businesses out there. The first is, when is it time to grow my business? When can I actually take the step and take the initiative to increase and to grow my business? And I think the first thing that you have to think about, especially if you're in a customer service industry like I am, we have clients that we service, I want you to think about, what else can you offer? You know, and so you have two different ways of doing that. Number one, you can think through yourself about what else can we offer. In my case, in the last 12 months, we've built out an entire audio division at Brian Rashid Global, because I think that podcasting and the audio piece of business is going to become huge in the next 1, 2, 3 to 5 years. Everybody is going to have a podcast, Alexa skills, Google Home, all these things are coming up. So in order to really play in that world, you're going to have some audio content. So we've literally built out an audio division to create content for entrepreneurs, for small businesses, for big businesses, for special projects. So for example, right now we're literally standing in front of One Central Street. We're about to go shoot a second session of podcasting for the Department of Veterans Services. Even the government in New York City is now starting to see, oh, people are actually paying attention there. So we've been able to build that out, and it's been a very successful part of the company. And it's helped, you know, grow revenue, but more importantly, help people get their message out there. If audio isn't your thing, which I really think that anyone in customer service should think about, then the way to do it is, you literally ask your clients, what else can we do for you? But what else can we do for you? Those are the seven words that will literally change your entire business. It puts the power in the hands of your clients who know your business super well, and they will literally tell you, hey, can you do video? And this is literally how my business started, from doing some consulting on public speaking and messaging and storytelling to now having an actual media company and a branding and marketing and strategy company where we actually create content for people. It started out by saying, hey, can you train our executives? You know, I would be training one leader, and then it would be, can you train our executives? And then it would be, hey, can you help us think through these ideas? And then it would be, hey, can you help us storyboard these ideas? Hey, can you create this content? Hey, can you run social media campaigns? Hey, what else can I do for you? This has been a huge way for me to explode my business, to grow my business, and you can use it as well. So let's just recap real quick. You need to, number one, identify things that you think your clients might need. Identify trends that you see. In my case, I see audio as a big trend for the future. That's why we built out an audio division. People pay us, right? As client service providers, people pay me to think for them, to see things that they don't see, to tell stories in ways that they didn't want to tell them or they didn't know how to tell them. And so that is a service that we offer. So think through what that is. You know, for me, it was, I started out literally giving one-on-one consulting around telling a story, around speeches, around how to communicate your message as a company. Well, what started from a single consulting practice all of a sudden turned into a media company and turned into a branding and marketing and strategy company where we create the content and the strategy around the content. So that's the first thing. See things for where you think they can go. And then the second thing is what I'm just alluding to right now, which is ask the client, ask the customer, what else can we do for you? What else can we do for you? Those seven words, what else can we do for you? Seven words, however many words it is the key to what you want to do, because they already trust you, they already know you, they already have given you their business. So asking them what else we can do for you, they're going to know their needs. And then if you can deliver on that, and that's a great way for you to explode your business. So those are the two things. Identify the trends, see what else they need that you're not currently offering, and do both of those things if possible. It'll help you. It's been huge for me to grow over the last 6 years, but really over the last 18 months, we've seen a lot of really big time growth, and I know it can work for you as well. So from Lower Manhattan to wherever you're watching, thanks for being here and checking out another BTV. Hope it's helping you. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.